Hey True North, it's Thursday, May 14th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to the 24th episode of True North Daily. We just wanted to give a quick update on our COVID-19 relief fund. We're really excited and also grateful to announce we've raised a little over $16,000 in about a month. We just want to remind our church is matching up to $25,000 in donations. So if you're still able to or want to give, you can do that through our Church Center app. And also, if you need assistance or if you know of anyone, a peer, a family member, or a neighbor that's in need of financial assistance, our application is available on our website. You know, this past Sunday was Mother's Day, and it was quite surreal trying to plan that during lockdown. Trying to plan gifts, trying to plan something for my wife, and trying to juggle that with having to deal with our kids 24/7. And if I remember anything about this lockdown, it will just be parenting my kids. And if you don't know, I'm blessed to have a son and daughter both under the age of 2. And I remember with my firstborn, the most frequent question I got asked was, "Man, what's it like being a dad now?" You know, people, including myself, usually think of parenting as the ultimate life transition that changes you. Some of us may think it's for the better, others of us probably think we're losing our lives. But to be blunt, I don't think parenting changes you. I don't think any major life transition changes you. I mean, if you're a new parent, your schedule changes, you've memorized the new Baby Shark remix, everything in your house at one point has been in your infant's mouth. But you yourself, you don't magically get transformed into a better version of yourself. I used to watch a TV show called Friday Night Lights, and the main character was a guy named Coach Taylor who had a family. And I remember watching it and thought, man, when I become a dad, I want to be just like him. And I thought, once I get my kid in my hand, I'll somehow be switched and filled with this new sense of responsibility or maturity. And there are moments with both of my kids where I'm filled with joy that I've never been able to experience before. But they don't last forever. Rather, what I've realized is parenting and any life transition, it doesn't change you. It ultimately just reveals who you are. It reveals your character, your priorities, your flaws. You know, within scripture, just as God's response to his children reveal who he is and his character, so does my role as a new father reveal who I am. And if I'm honest, it's been an ugly revelation. It's only been a little under 2 years as a dad, but I can confess I've learned more of my vices than having some magical transformation into Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights. I've learned my patience isn't as long as I thought. I've learned that I've often self-prioritized my email or Twitter over taking a couple moments with my daughter. And ultimately, I've learned that grace is so much harder to give than to understand. And what I fear for many of us is not only do we expect transformation from these transitions, but we also expect fulfillment. You know, whether it be entering a new company, finding a husband or wife, or finally maybe starting a family with kids, we think that these things not only will change us, but give us something new, fulfill us deeper than ever before. But in all honesty, we may get flashes of satisfaction and fulfillment, but they are fleeting. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8 to 9 puts it very bluntly, "All things are full of weariness. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun." So if nothing is new under the sun, if these transitions that we earnestly hope will give us something don't, what are we supposed to do? I think one of the most obvious answers is this: God alone gives your soul the fulfillment it always is seeking. Look, when you place all your chips on this new job or finding a spouse to fulfill you, you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. We have to remind ourselves that these transitions are just gifts that ultimately should point back to the Creator. And although we might know that, what are we supposed to do practically? Well, I think practically, managing our expectations is one of the most important safeguards we can have for our spiritual lives. I think we need to understand that any major life transition, you're being given a sort of tool or gift that will help reveal who you really are. What I mean by that is this. In college, you're finally given freedom from your parents, from waking up early to go to class. And oftentimes, what you do in that freedom from the classes you either choose or not choose to go to, those decisions reveal who you are. And when you get that dream job, you're finally given wealth and independence. What do you do with it? When you're finally married, you're given intimacy. How does that reveal who you are? And as parenting, you're finally given responsibility. And almost like a truth serum, these tools chip away to show you this is your true self. This is your heart. These are your priorities. You know, I think one of the clearest examples is when you get your first paycheck, that huge lump sum of money that you've never seen before as a college student. So much of who you are is revealed by how you spend that paycheck. Do you give it to your parents? Do you spend it on shoes? Do you save it? And again, what it reveals may not be good, it may not be bad, but it strips you away naked. And in my own life, my kids, as a dad, are always revealing that I am a person who does not understand grace. You see, rather than seeing these transitions as something that will change us or fulfill us, can we approach them as invitations to see where can we change? Where are the areas that we can allow God to move in to heal, to transform, to change? And ultimately, do these transitions, whether they be ups or downs, can we allow them to draw us back to God, whether it be in praise or confession? For we have a Father who is always willing to hear from his children. Let's pray. Lord, so often when we look to transitions, whether it be a new job, whether it be trying to find a spouse, or even trying to have kids, we think they will give us something that truly only you can give, transformation and fulfillment. So allow us to always return to you. Allow us to understand that there is nothing new under the sun, but that we have a Heavenly Father who makes all things new. And allow us to be reminded of that truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.